The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Hi, I am Reverend Tracy L., and I am so happy for everybody who is tuning in right now or listening to it later, for the new listeners, the old listeners. Thank you. Thank you, God. On fire. It is a call-in show today, 1-800-930-2819, so we can help you sift and shift. You know, if you are not in the book club, which we do have tonight at 7 p.m., and there's two more Tuesdays, God, where it's me, go and sign up at the website, tracylclark.com. You know, I had a weekend event online. We had so many incredible souls, like incredible. I am on a high. I don't even still today looking in the mirror going, who am I? Like every time you do it, it's like, how can it get better and better and better? It does, because God's making miracles in your life and my life. And, you know, we're meant to be happy. We're meant to be thriving. That's how you're supposed to live. And I know if you're sitting there going, stop being happy, you're pissing me off. You know, I've been there. I've so been there. I lived like that most of my life, if you read my book. So God, where are you? It's me. You know, we are in this great time of shifting, you know, but it's about showing up. It's about stop saying, I know everything. And it's about letting go. And it's about surrendering and listening. And you know, I didn't think my heart could get even more expanded, but after this weekend, it really did. It really did. Miracles moving in our community, miracles moving in people's lives. And, you know, if you need more of that to get through this year, come to the Miraculous Academy. And I say that because I'm with you. You're with you. We've got people with you. We don't just speak about it. We are there. We are shifting. And it's just, I just want to thank that Hannah God a blessing each and every one of you today, because the energy is off the charts, despite what you're seeing out there, despite what people are not allowing you to see, not allowing you to endure, not allowing you to really know with truth. And this is truth. Like I have said it repeatedly. We are ending what happened with the Roman Empire. If you go back to like thousands and thousands of years of draconian energy. But we're also ending, you know, if you look at why the Christ was crucified by the Roman Empire for speaking truth, they didn't want that. But that energy, I'm just giving you a period of time, it kept going and kept going and kept going. So that's why so many people in the world, right, they can't speak their truth, because when they do, they get shut down, because again, that energy is ending. So we need to celebrate that's ending. And really embrace this new way. So tonight at the book club, you want to be there. We're going to be reading chapter 7, which is Let Go of Fear to Rebuild Your Foundation. And it's interesting, this weekend I was talking with the group a lot about rebuilding foundations. And I opened to this page and I want to just read a little bit of it for you. Yes, we're getting the book on Audible. It takes time, so you got to let me do this. And I will get it done. Thank you, God. I heard get it done. Thanks to my community for pushing that. So I want to read this for you. When you take little steps, you're in fact seeing the fear for what it truly is, an exaggerated and overblown anxiety. And you will discover that you have within you the power to deal with the fear. With that confidence, you may discover that the world is not out to get you, nor is it a scary place. It is in fact filled with opportunities. When you look up from your fears, you really look and see. And this is so important, guys, because I am seeing people blocking their growth because of the fear that's been put in to the world. And I want to thank that Hannah God in moving that, because when I anchored this in, I was like the most scared thing out there, I'm sure, you know, like I lived in fear constantly. But when I really started to break out of that and I started to move, world changed because it's so easy to make a fear bigger than you ever could imagine, right? So if you look at the world right now, they've blown what's going on bigger than it really is to create fear for their agenda, but it's crumbling. So thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Can you feel, I feel like literally I'm like, who is this person? Thank you, God, making miracles, making miracles. So if you're not in the book club, get in the book club. It's so, so, so important. Because foundations, and that's what it's about this year, our global foundation is changing, your personal foundation is changing, like everything is shifting. And this is that place, and this is a space where we gotta all come together. There's no separateness, like come together and ask for truth. So you can be the light, you can be that beacon in the world when people are waking up or they're scared, you can help them. So again, we take this thing around fear and we reference it to all of the other things in our life that has happened. And then we create this big scary monster. And then when you actually go through it, you realize, oh, that wasn't so bad, or oh, it worked out. So, you know, I want to thank the hand of God of lifting up where you're feeling any kind of that fear or the block, or, you know, it's easy to revert back to something you can reference. Well, when this happened, that happened. But really, you know, I remember saying this to myself a long time ago. I was like the biggest worrier out there, right? Many people know I had ulcers at the age of 5. And so I was like the queen of worry, the queen of fear, because I had all this stuff that had happened. So I was just afraid of everything. And nothing really happened the way I had imagined it. Nothing. Even today, you know, how I live my life, I never could imagine like all the things that are going on that are so beautiful and wondrous. And I, you know, it was better than what I could imagine. But when I look back at the fears I had of what if this happens and what if that happens and I'm no good at this, or, you know, it's just you in your head. Thank you, God. Let's get out of your head. It's all the programming that's lifting off. It's all the implants and that information that people put in your system, but it's easy for you to start to remove it. And, you know, when you start to remove it, you gain this whole new perspective that the world isn't scary, and how you choose to see the world is how you choose to see it. You know, I had to go to the grocery store the other day, and I had to stand a little bit of a lineup because where I am, there's not, you know, the grocery stores are open, but I wanted to go to Costco actually, because again, if you know me, I have a addiction to feta cheese. Yes. Anyways, they are the ones that have the Greek one, this one store, it's hard to find. And I couldn't go all the way down to the Greek store because it's far away from me where we get it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to stand in line. And I'm looking at this long lineup of people, and I'm the only one standing in line not wearing a mask till I get in the store. And they're all wearing them, and they're all in this panic and this fear. And I'm like, if you actually really took some time to research what was happening, and I get if you have other issues, whatever, you probably were. But if you look at the logistics of all of this, because everybody was, you know, standing in their distance, nobody was crowded, like everybody was following whatever their protocols were. And so I'm like that thing can't jump into you. Like, I'm not going to make out with the person in front of me. So I respected the store. Obviously I go in, I respect the store. I'm, you know, I want to get what I want, get out. I'm not really into arguing with people on that. So that's not what this is about. It's not about an argument, but it's about looking at all these people sitting there in fear, and all these people that didn't really have the ability to look outside. They were like so scared. But I looked at them and gave them as much love and compassion as I could, because I went, I used to be that person. I was that person all these years ago. So it's a time and a place for you to remember that these people don't know what you know. And then when you wake up and you start to go, wow, okay, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. I'm going to start to look at new perspectives. And that's why right now there is that big battle between waking up and staying asleep. That's why all that censorship is really happening, and it's getting pushed out there. So you'll stay asleep, but none of you are staying asleep. You're all nice and awake. So get to the book club. We had so much fun last week. Like I can't even begin to tell you, just a blast. So I'm so looking forward to tonight. The energy, like I said, has shifted so much. There's such a beautiful space of joy and more joy coming in. And I see so much of this. Look, by next year, I'm not saying it's going to take till next year, but we're going to have a lot of really cool stuff in our environments in 2022. And so this is really that year of letting everything reset. So let's just go with it. Thank you, God. Just say, I'm declaring it. I'm taking that. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to enjoy what this new energy is. And let's tonight, like, come with me and let's rebuild those foundations and, you know, show up live and be in the energy. And seeing so many people this weekend just on our computers, but, you know, saying, wow, look, what just happened, and expressing in that love, like, so much love. And love conquers. It does conquer all. Once you realize how to get that energy in your heart, that's what I teach you, is to how to really connect to the God of your understanding, what you can say, what you can do, what's going on in your body. Why is it in your heart? And, you know, how can you crack that heart open when you've been living in your brain for so long? Like, wow. So that's why I do what I do. It's why we have the beautiful academy set up to help you. So literally, if you're ready for a new way, come tracyhaleclark.com, check us out, because we're going to places that I'm so excited to share with you this year of a new foundation. So as I shift my foundation and we're shifting as a community, I want you to shift your foundation. I don't want you to be left behind. I don't want you to feel like, but when we get in our way, right? My way, my way, my way. I know you're in your way. That literally is in your way. That's ego coming up in your way versus, you know, show me the way, God, let me explore new energies, moving your words. Your words are going to be so powerful this year. Like, I can't even begin to tell you, watch your words, watch what you're saying, watch if you're forcing your energy. Don't ever force your energy into someone. If they're ready to learn, they're going to learn, but come with that highest space that you can. Thank you, God, from that highest perception of looking and saying, how can I truly show up, not from I need to be seen, not from look at me, but show up in that full authentic heart space of how am I just being in service? And sometimes nothing is being in service. So thank you, God. So, okay, book club. I'm so excited. Like, it's so fun. It's free. Come and join us and have a good time. And, you know, just like we do every week here on Transformation Talk Radio, uplifting you, moving you, you know, Soul Sundays. Like, the movement is taking off, and I am so grateful for you guys. New foundations. Just keep thinking that. New foundations, no excuses. New foundations, no excuses. So yeah, I always think it's funny because people ask me how I got to where I am. And then I say, well, this is what I had to do. Oh, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do it my way. I don't want to do that. And then I hear from them like a year later or whatever, and they're still in the same place. So be open to understand that things can be totally new for you, but be ready to take it. No fear. So let's knock that fear out of the park, because you don't have to have fear. You really don't. It's just the monster you make in your own head based on programs, based on information of other lifetimes, based on what you want to concoct. And when you really, really grasp that, you're like, I'm really in my own way. And if you're listening going, does that make any sense to me? Yeah, I've been there. I get it. I can tell you 1,000% when you don't give fear any more attention, or I call it enemy spirit. You might call it Lucifer. I don't care what you call it, but you stop feeding that button. Oh, life becomes magical and you become magical. And, you know, it's just, I want to say, like, I look at people this weekend that were there and like staying up till 3 a.m. and depending on their time zone, so dedicated to be there and themselves to change their world, and coming from all these different time zones. It's a commitment, right? And not letting anything get in their way, making themselves that priority and knowing that God is shifting. Like, and in groups, what I'm noticing right now is the power of that hand of God is coming through and sweeping things like I've never seen before. Like, this is totally new. I see a lot of things, but this one, thank you, God, is where I go, I'm taking that energy, I'm taking that information more, and just keep cracking those hearts open. It is absolutely beautiful. I just want you to all have it because it feels so amazing. So amazing. So I know we have callers on the phone, so we are going to get to some of you guys right away here. As many as we can. 1-800-930. I always have to look. 2819. Make sure I'm giving you the right number. I always laugh because I know the transformational talk radio number. I don't even know my daughter's own number. I have to look at my phone. You remember when you were a little kid, you knew everybody's number. And I'm like, that's the one number I do know. I'm sure if I ever had a crisis, I don't even know my boyfriend's number. If you ever had a crisis, I'd have to phone Transformation Talk Radio because it's the only phone number I actually know off by heart. So we got to have some fun with it. I better learn somebody else's phone numbers, right? All right, Olivia, we have Melissa on the phone from New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe we do have Melissa. Let's see. Melissa from New Jersey. Melissa, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Melissa.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm so happy you could join us today.
Thank you so much. And you are so awesome and beautiful and radiant. I'm looking at you on my computer screen. Thank you. So I already have a bunch of notes from you.
Yay! I'm so happy. You know, it's the energy literally flipped. I it's just been like, you can just take it all. I don't know. Spirit is in the house in a whole new way. So you're going to get a good shift today. I'm like, I don't even know what to expect with people this week because it's a whole other notch of energy. So my head's like, woo.
So Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I actually have two things that I'm hoping that you may be able to help me with.
Yeah.
One is my career.
Okay.
I have been on a new path of doing something new for myself for the last 2 years. And I feel like I think that I have kind of built up some blocks along the way because it's taken me so long to really start making a living at it. And I'm still not making a living at it. But I feel fully supported by just the universe and life in general that makes me feel like I'm moving in the right direction. Just wondering if you may have some insight for me on that.
Yeah, it's so just okay. We can move this actually quite quickly. You are in the right direction. So you don't, I might burp here. I apologize. So I do that when I shift. So it's a deeper block coming out. It's like more in the root. So more in your tailbone. So we're going to start to remove this. So you are in the right direction. I like that. You're very lined up. That looks really good energetically. So no worries there. It actually, there's a saying that came up and I don't know what you can let me know where you've heard it, or maybe it was just a thought pattern that's rooted that I'm going to pull out around it. And it's like, okay, so levels of success, we can move up. That's easy. I'm not worried about that and doing in the business, but it's like, I'm not allowed to make a living doing what I love. So it would be in that paradigm that you're not, did someone say that? Or did you just look like you got to do some stupid career for your whole life, but heaven forbid you make money doing something you love?
That is just, I have said that to my, I said that to a person that was coaching me one day a couple of weeks ago. I think that it's just maybe something that I picked up along the way. I'm not sure if a person said it to me, but it's something that I recognize as being within me.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of shame and there's a lot of a comparison energy. And what I'll talk about this so you'll get it is not comparison about what you do, but it's comparison in the way of, oh my gosh, look at that person's making this money, but they're miserable. And if I show up making all this money and I'm happy, oh no. And then you start feeling bad for the person that's made that choice. And so your energy is looking at them like that. And then it's also people you've witnessed. So we can start to pull this implant out of the whole nerve system. Thank you, God. Hang on. Let's start to just remove this. You have a lot of, it's shame around making money, doing something you love. That's where we're going to pull out. Yeah. Are you okay if we get rid of all this? Because you don't need it anymore. It's like,
absolutely.
No. Yeah, you're good at what you do. People like being around you. You have a very great heart center of expansion. Like, that's all good. Business looks like it's set up. There's some things that you'll tweak along the way, but there's like, that's not flagging. This is what the energy is that's blocking. So I'm going to pull it out of the heart because also it's sitting in the heart realm where it's just like,
again, you would feel bad for somebody. You just feel bad for them. So let's get rid of that. We don't need that. Thank you, God. I'm just going to pull that up. I'm going to shift this. It's just stuck in the heart a little bit. So it's holding on. The implant's fairly strong. And it looks like there's a bunch of lifetimes around that too, that it's literally, you've made it a wrongness. So a wrongness of making money and being, you know, happy. I get it. Yeah. Thank you, God. So we'll remove this.
I definitely feel the truth in that.
Yeah. And there's a space I got to actually elevate you up. I'm going to strengthen the right and the left side of the body, like the hips will rotate back and strengthen it into the ground where a little bit more grounded to be strong and to say, and the way your spirit team says to shift this for you is you need to have the awareness that by you doing something you love and making money at what you love, you can now be the reflection back into the world for other people to wake up and go, huh, if she can do what she loves and makes money at it, then I can. And you can be a contribution in the world to dissolving this old slavery paradigm around just work and be miserable and take care of us. Cause that paradigm's shifting this year. So how does that feel when you go, wow, if I'm making money doing what I love, I can now help other people see that in me to change it in them.
That feels so true and so amazing. And like, I'm really in tears because it just strikes a chord of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get chills. Your team's like, come on, let's go. It's okay. So now it's, so if you got to remember that. So even if you write it down, to just remind yourself that you are that beacon of light, that's part of your mission here is to show others by living it, that this is how we're supposed to live. So write that down and then we're just going to open a few more doors here that they just look like they got closed just based on this paradigm that came in. And there is an energy that actually we can leave that was, I would call it an entity or a heavier energy that wanted to keep you there. And that was just breaking free of the old, breaking the old paradigm. Not a big deal. We can move that too. Look at that. Wow, you were ready. That's good. How does that feel now?
Feels joyful.
Yeah, you're ready. So it's like, yeah, I'm making money based on what I love and I'm proud of it. And you guys take that energy too. So you hear me say that, like, take that energy. So if you're in the world saying, take that energy, because we're always deciding what energies we're going to take, right? So a lot of times people will take this heavy negative energy when they could be taking this glorious energy. So now you can push that in the world and just say, I'm going to be the shining example. Because there's, you can see that it's almost like I want to stand you up a little bit taller. You can see that you're like getting into this space where you'll catch yourself. You're like, wow, I'm standing tall today because that energy is exuding out of you now. It's beautiful, actually. Well done.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. There. Oh, I can correct that. Ooh, so good job.
With that?
Good job. I'm just talking to your body. I'm like, good job. It was like, okay, I'm ready. It's like every time I say good job, people are like, who are you talking to? I'm like, your body, your field. All right. I love it. I have fun.
Thank you so much. I love it too.
What's your second question?
So the second question is, and I'm not sure if these two are related, but in the last several months, I've had, when I lay down to sleep at night, I feel just a ringing, a buzzing in my head. And I don't know if it's energy or it's like something physical I need to do or nutritional. And I'm wondering if you can shed any light on that.
Yeah, there is an adjustment that we need to make within the limbic brain. So I will actually do that right now. There is a different level of connection. That is true. We'll also just adjust the chemical electrical frequency patterns. Funny, I was channeling a video today for part of my community, and part of what came up, so I'll share this with you, is right now this year, because of the way our connections are changing, it's extremely important to really, with the diet space, anything that falls under sugar and alcohol at all. And I mean, even if it's in like people say, well, even if I don't drink, sometimes there's alcohol within sauces and foods and stuff like that. They're really affecting the bodies very differently this year because of the way the dark and light are having their argument, and it's going to get lighter and lighter as the year goes on, like in the whole world. So just be mindful of that. And I'm going to just remove a little bit of, it's not that you have to worry about this, but I'm just going to remove a little bit of, it would look like, I guess somebody could say, oh, it'll be candida in the body, but it's not that, but it's like that. And it kind of sits into the brain as the chemical electrical frequency patterns are connecting. So I'm just going to, basically I'm going to strengthen them all. We'll integrate from the head to the heart. And then that should bring the buzzing down a lot quicker. And it's a connection. It's more or less just an energetic shift and a connection, but those are the things you can watch out for to make sure that it stays nice and balanced. But I will make this limbic brain adjustment because we just got to clean it up just a little bit. And that's all in the emotional camp too. So that'll be good.
And when you said things to look out for, are you referring to my intake of sugar and alcohol?
Yeah, I always say to people right now, this is a really important year for that. Like, it's not don't take it as anything like, oh, I said, even if you can just reduce as much as possible in those two camps, keep them quite low. Only it has to do with just the way the body is moving up right now for everyone, like everyone. So that will settle things down quicker, very quickly. Yeah. Okay. I know it's a tough one. People are like, what? I'm like, it's just a shift we're going through. Like this year, we've never shifted this fast, this quickly. And it was meant to happen this year. We knew it was going to happen this year, but it's our bodies. Like people forget, our energy catapults like 10 stories and then the bodies are catching up. Right. So as you know, everything is energetically connected, but those are the kind of the things you can do just if you want to help speed it up. But I think once we get this limbic brain, it's going to take about 72 hours to settle out. The buzzing should just start to calm down. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And then you'll
notice.
Thank
you so much.
You're welcome. You'll notice though, like if you went and ate like a big box of chocolates or something, I'm just saying that, like just so people get it, but you might notice then that fogginess or that buzzing will be stronger. You'll probably really be able to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling I had to cut back on some sugar for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really, if you can on any level, I would highly recommend that right now for everybody. Okay. I sound like a broken record on that, but it has to do, just remember, with the vibrational shift. And your nerve system will actually pull back. It looks like it's getting ready to pull back and just recalibrate again. So that'll bring more, even more calm and more peace within your system. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so, so much. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. So happy to hear from you. I love it.
Yes, me right. too. Thank you. I love your show. You're awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
So much.
Have an incredible night, day, wherever we are. I feel like I'm in this snowstorm. All right. We're going to skip our break today because I know we've got so much fun having and going on here. So we're going to go to Sherry. Olivia, I think Sherry's next.
Yeah. We've got Sherry from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful.
Let's see. Sherry, you're on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. You got in.
I did. The weekend was so amazing. Thank you so much. I released so much.
Yeah, quite powerful, huh?
Oh, very much. My question is, I feel like I'm missing one piece and I don't know what it is. For energy, like, yeah. I feel like I know I'm not lazy.
No. Nope.
And I love getting stuff done.
Yeah.
I just don't have the energy and the drive to do it, if that makes sense.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Don't be hard on yourself. Okay, so don't be hard on yourself. You tend to be a little bit still too hard on yourself. So there's things there we're going to start to move out for you. Don't be hard on yourself. Right now, so when you actually go through this level of shift. So remember, I just said to Melissa, like when the body's like 10 stories up energetically and the body's catching up, your body's actually shifting so much this year that it's like the energy goes up and then you got to catch up. So that will make you feel like you got to sleep. I don't have any energy. What's happening? There is some, this is really cool in your field because something else did shift where now your body is also signaling to you as the empath that you are, that there's just a lot of stuff you're not going to take on of other people. So it looks like we can close a bunch of those doors. So the kidneys, we can adjust them a lot. So they're moving faster, that life force energy. And then we can actually just remove, again, you're going back to the brain too. Okay. So we'll do limbic brain for you as well. That's interesting. You guys have some stuff there. So I'll move that and we'll move off the planetary gunk, so to speak, just energetically. It's not stuff you're consciously like going, oh, I'm taking that in. So don't worry about that. And then your body, because there's so much, it's interesting, like looking at, how do I say, it's like they're showing like all these suitcases that are coming out of your body. So you know how I talk a lot about rebirth and we're in the birthing canal, which is always the gross part, right? It's pain. It's like, oh my God, it's dark. It's is the baby's crown ever going to come out? And are we going to, you know, see the light? And so while we're in this process, there's a lot of energy that's actually lifting out of your field. That's why you want to sleep some more. So let me remove a little bit more of that for you. But what I do like, Sherry, is your energy is like super far out, meaning, which is good. I don't mean that like in a bad way. I mean it like it's, you're stepping into a whole new you. This is really good. Okay. How does that
feel? I can feel
it. Yeah. The strength coming back in you. Like this is like a strength you've never had. Like I want to just say, get your Wonder Woman clothes out because it's a strength and a security inside that is, that's fresh for you. You must feel that.
Yeah. I do. It's amazing. I had such a headache with the implant removal. And this is going to sound strange, but you know how you have the tube from the belly button? I actually pictured one at my third eye and it pulled out something really gross.
Yeah.
That has been like really affecting my brain, it seems. So.
Yeah, you know, move the tube because that's what happens and that's what people don't get. So people are like, why were they talking about? That's what we do in our classes and stuff. But yeah, the implant removal, which holds. So when we have implants in the body, energies that get like, you know, and so for people listening, they basically become almost like if you look at like vials in the body that hold and store emotions and information. So what Sherry's talking about is when we're removing those, you can get headaches, you can get nauseous, you can get tired, like what you're going through too. So yeah, there is a lot coming out. I would do that one probably again for you in about three days. You're probably ready.
Okay.
So just let the body sleep through this. Also what people don't realize about this time of year. So about mid-January to about the second week of February, there is always, and it's a collective energy that just has carried forward for us year after year. I think it's going to leave maybe next year or the year after that. That it's sort of it's like just the seasons of North America. I don't know how else to describe it. That's why everybody runs away during spring break, right? And they're like, show me something else. But it's a collective energy within North America, whether you live in the sun or not. It's just, there is a space there that I can lift off of you, which will also give you a little bit more life force energy. But your spirit team is really clear. Like it's saying, let her sleep. Let her sleep. It's okay. Cause then you just come out of this and it's like a new you. I don't think it's going to be much longer. It looks like max, maybe a couple, maybe 2 weeks, but you can let me know how that is. And if we have to do one more poll, we will. Okay.
Okay.
Does that feel better?
Now. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Question. Like, I don't think it's just this energy, like throughout my whole life, I've had moments, maybe it's a day, maybe it's a few days, where like I get this energy and I just get a ton done and it feels amazing. I love it. But I don't know how to keep that, how to make that stay. Like once I did vitamin C, like the SOMO, and for 3 weeks, I had so much energy. I organized so much. And I'd cry every night thinking, I know it's not going to last.
No. And see, that's
it. You know.
So funny. You must have been in my brain this morning. You'll see why tomorrow. But when you, this is that energy that this is what you're letting go of, right? And so when you have a frequency that goes higher, you want to keep pulling into that frequency, because what the body will naturally do is exactly what you say. It'll start to look for and reference every experience you've had, and it'll look in the past, right? And then it'll be like, oh, that left before, so it's going to happen again. And then it starts to create. This is what you're cutting off now. It's like, wait a minute, I've had this high and I'm going to maintain it. I'm going to keep it. It's staying and it's bringing that energy in and feeling it. And I'll tether that a little bit differently for you, as we can remove a whole bunch of, now there's some energy with that. We can leave off your whole back from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, like literally the body. So we'll just start to comb all of that through. And that's where we got to break off the reference point of the habit that when it goes high, then I'm going to go low, because the body then just looks for it. It just references it. And we want to remove that and keep it in the high. And what we do is when you start to feel it low, it's like, no, I'm not consenting to that. I'm not going back to that. I'm removing that out. Thank you, God. And go back into the high energy. So let me reverse all of that for you. Does that make sense?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That gives me so much hope.
Well, you're in the middle of
waiting for it to rev up. I can feel it coming.
You're repatterning. Don't forget, you're repatterning. So you're not consenting to that anymore. And you know all about consenting. So you get it. You're not consenting to that.
Yeah, I've been
anymore.
Saying that all day.
Yeah. It's amazing what we realize we're consenting to, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's, and that again, when we start to realize that energy tool and how that works with us, then you start to realize how much in your life you are just subconsciously consenting to, which creates these highs and lows in our life as well. So I'm going to block that off. We're going to cut that through. We're going to release that. Thank you, God. And we're going to override and speak into your system and everybody listening, that energy of just really being able to be inspired and motivated and moving, and allow that to continue. And then allow, when the body needs a rest, it'll be rest. There's no right, no wrong. We're going to stop judging it, because the judgment is also making you consent to it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll stop judging it too. Good job. Well done. That should feel a lot better. Now you can get busy and have fun.
Good job. That's exciting. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing.
You're welcome. We will be chatting with you soon. I have an email for you. So watch for it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Lots
sounds
of love,
good.
Sweetheart.
Love you, Tracy.
All right. We have Olivia. Do we have Sandra from Miami? Is that right?
Yeah, we've got Sandra. Sandra from Miami. Sandra, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello. Hi. I'm part of your membership. I was in the weekend. Amazing. Thank you. But I do have a question for guidance. I left my corporate job at the end of August.
Yeah.
And I just started doing this like new modality that I learned. It's a quantum healing hypnosis. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I finished my course. I did the free sessions and it didn't really like take off like I was expecting to. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on myself. So now I'm just thinking maybe I should else in the meantime while that picks up.
Yeah. So I always say it's like doing the bridge. So there's also a mix of where energy is going now. So you'll take that information that you learned, you're going to start incorporating other parts of who you are and how you'll bring that out to a session and how you'll work with that. So we've got to just make sure we keep migrating your information with what you've also learned. So it becomes very authentically you. You're not just doing one thing or the other. It's your connection. It does always show too, and I like this, that you're, that part is in that right place. Part of it they're showing has to do with what's going on in the world right now, just the way people are not, I always say their heads aren't quite on yet. Lots are, but lots aren't. So if you have a bridge, and this, I know I did this too. I was still doing other things for the first year or so while I bridged to let people know what I was doing now. And then they would sort of, that would start to fold where they're like, okay, how do I get a hold of you? And then they're friends. So we can open up that referral where friends are like, would you like to go try this? And going back, when you went back to the clients that you did for free, what did they say?
Yeah, they said, like, yeah, you know, I'll tell my friends and stuff, but, you know, nothing really happened.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like also there's a part of this of a learning, not even for you, that we can move is the people I understand what you do very well, but because I understand most of those spaces quite well, being around for so long, a lot of people won't understand it and they won't understand the process. So that looks like one thing of just making sure to explain it to new people a little bit different. It almost says like dumb it down a little bit, because as much as people like that journey, it can also scare them at the same time with things we're going through now. So just make sure that the explanation, when you're explaining to people the process of what happens, that looks like it's got to be more simple. So we can start to align that too. You get it, I get it, but the average person still doesn't even know what grounding is. Like you'd be like, what? You know, you get what grounding is. I get what grounding is. That's like, you know, 1980s for us, but it's not for so many new people. So that looks like we have to expand that energy a little bit more for you. And don't worry about having, you know, something else over here while you're building the business, because you also look like you'll make a lot of contacts, which can help to bring that into the business too. But it's going to change. You won't just be doing the hypnosis. You won't just be doing that quantum stuff. You'll be, I'm trying to think the right way. It's just you. I don't know how else to say it. It's like more of your energy has to show up, and then you'll move that modality to work for you. So there's pieces of it that look like it needs to be shifted. Do you notice that when you're doing the work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That has to come out more. So don't worry about doing something else on the side while you're building this. That's normal. Integrate more of you. So you don't have to follow to a T what you learned. You're going to run with your energy. That's going to be better sessions for the people. And then make sure that you can find a creative way to keep it really simple so people can come and get the healing and the restoration. You are at the right time. And that's what it seems like you're second guessing, because I know when people aren't lining up at the door right away, but it takes them a little bit just to, so you're comfortable as well saying, here I am, come on in for sessions. And when your energy gets very strong in that, then it'll just naturally pull them in. But that comes from doing, you know, more sessions and working with more people. I know a lot of people, I hear it. They're like, oh, I'll just put my website out there and, you know, everyone's going to come in and I'm on Oprah. And it's like, and I'm not saying you don't, that's not your energy, but a lot of people do that. And then they get frustrated because that's not really the process. We also, as people in our field, have to get really comfortable with our energy and how we're working. And that's the learning curve that you're in right now. And then you can see it'll start to pick up, because a lot more people are going to wake up and realize they're going to be scared and they're going to need somewhere to go. And you're going to be able to offer that to them. So say, hey, here I am. So I would keep going, change those few things, and then just do something a little bit on the side, and then they can move together and we can align that. No problem. And then just say, I'm stepping into my full power. I'm stepping into my energy. And we can also make some adjustments within the business. How does that feel in your body now?
Yes, great.
Yeah. Perfect. Now you have some little steps to do, but just they're coming. Like, see the door, like they're coming. It's the key is you. The key is more of your energy. That is really the key for you. More of your energy. And you're going to see, you're going to get very comfortable then, and you're going to go into areas while you're doing a session that you never thought you would. But that's how God works. You just let God take over and just say, okay, show me the next step, and keep making sure you remind people, like, here I am, want to try it. And don't be afraid to say, I know you did a free session with me. Do you want to, you know, I've got this, like, do something simple. I think my first session I ever charged was like $40. Just say, hey, would you come in? Would you be open to this? Do a little package. Like, get a little creative, and you'll start to see what the people in your area like. And then once things change a lot more this spring, then things should be able to pick up a lot more around the world in general. And then you can work with clients online and all over the place. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Take that. Don't give up. You're on that brink. You're getting ready to go. So do both. It's going to be very good. All right. Livia, I think we're going to go to Dubai, I think, here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's see. I hope I pronounced this correctly. Sadat from Dubai. Sadat, you're on with Tracy L. Clark.
Sadat. Hello. Oh, did we lose him?
Let's see.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, there you are. Okay, what time is it for you?
It is 9 at night.
9 at night. Okay. Brave soul you are.
I'm excited for the book club tonight, too.
Oh, are you going to stay up?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. Oh, bless you. You are an inspiration to the world.
Because when you said the topic, it just resonates so much with me. I just have to be up for this.
Oh, I'm so happy.
The book, like every time, even yesterday, even while clearing, weekend clearing, every time you opened the quote, I was getting goosebumps with the quotes you were saying.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Getting the shifts. You're so open. You're such a vessel of love. Wow. Wow. What do you want me to shift for you today for being so amazing?
Tracy, I just need some help. So over the weekend, the clearings really, really helped me. And just today, there was a bit of draconian energy just really, you know, kept pouring onto me. And I kept saying, you do not belong here. You need to leave. And I kept burping and clearing. But it was a bit overwhelming too much. So I just went to sleep. And I woke up and I felt a bit better after that.
Yeah.
But my only thing is that ever since I lost my job, it's been slow or steady, but I've been just losing in terms of I had to sell my car off to, you know, pay the bills. Right. And then, so I joined property markets.
Okay.
They would assign me a project, and that project would get delayed for the next 6 months. Then they'd assign me another project, and that project would get delayed. And it's not something I love. It's just there's no other jobs right now in the market, so I'm sticking to it. But it's just I'm not able to...
Okay.
Cross the line. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Let's see what we can just open up with them right now as we start to move this. Yeah, the way things kind of shifted there, they pushed the timeline out. So I'm going to see if we can just break some of the timeline through so we can open up for the projects. And then there's going to be a lot of shift around what all this nonsense is in the world. It's going to really shift and release. Well, I shouldn't say that. The way it happened was, as you know, for humanity of waking up, but it's going to start to shift and shift out really quickly by probably, I don't know, like I said, I've always said this, you've probably heard me say this a lot, March, there's this big explosion of energy in a good way. Like it's like things are moving, they're shifting finally. Like you can see people are going to be like back into travel and back into moving, like not full on in March, but I mean like that's where the kickoff is, where things are going to start to move and shift and open and all this new stuff's coming out. And it might even be, hang on, I'm going to just remind you as this break and transition. It's really interesting. When I said that, your old work showed up again. They might actually come find you again, because as soon as I said that, there's all this stuff that's moving and I didn't expect that. So hang on. Oh, this might be that period where you're like, why did I worry? It did work out, but now here I am back at this work. So hang on a minute. Because it's going to open and they're going to get everything back online. You can start to see very, very, like probably quicker than any of us believe, but you can see even by into next year, it's busy. Like people are back busy traveling, doing things. They're almost like, what was that? That, oh, Corona magically disappeared. Okay, so I actually like this. It's all coming out of your field. So you're doing great. You're holding steady. I'm just going to move some of these projects here. I know your heart's not in it. That's okay. Don't worry about it. We're going to see if we can get some movement there. Thank you, God. And then I'm going to remove a consent and an oath and a vow. I'm not sure where it came from, of the poverty where it was taken at some point. So it's a consenting, and it kind of just came in at this time period, which is showing a similar time period at the same age you are now. So we'll just wipe that out too. It's going to be okay. There we go. And I know it's hard when we're going through it, because I've been through it, like exactly where you are with family. Like it was my two little kids and I'm like, really, this is going to be okay. Really, really. And it did. So I've got to just adjust this into the space so we can move through, but we got to get some of these projects and a little bit more of the money flowing. Thank you, God. And I'm, your foundation is changing actually quite nice. So the nice thing is, I know it's the nice thing is, this is like the last time basically in your life you'll go through something like this. So that's good. Thank you, God. That door is closing. And I'm just going to, yeah, you won't go through anything like this again. When it's over, it's done. So very good. So I'm just going to expand. I just want to thank the power of the hand of God of actually increasing and blessing literally miracles from the unseen to the seen like you've never experienced before. You are a true testament of what it is to be dedicated to trust, to use your intuition to move. And that energy is so needed in the world. And I just want to actually pour that blessing upon you because you deserve to reap everything you've sown because you have sown and you have sown into that space of love and understanding and kindness, even though with the ups and the downs, and that's going to come back to you. And I'm going to make sure we anchor that in. Thank you, God. There's a lot of things shifting here that I like. So let's pull that in. How does your body feel when I move that?
Immediately in tears and light up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's releasing. I'm really proud of you. There's going to be, I don't know if this has come up with you before, but I wouldn't be surprised even coming out of this if you end up, like your old stuff looks like it might circle back. So I'm not closing that door because there's other stuff there that you did love. But I wouldn't be surprised if you even end up doing things that for you. Like I keep seeing you in a suit, like as a businessman, like it just shows like businessman, like doesn't mean you have to wear a suit. That's not what I'm saying. But when that image shows up, it's like creation, like you get into projects and things with people that actually can be quite lucrative. And that's that choice. So we're going to leave both of these open to you because once this whole energy flips, then you'll be busy. So in a way, and I know I hated it when someone said this to me, so I'm going to say it to you, but sometimes we're given a break and a blessing to take some time to reconnect before it gets busy again.
Yeah. You told me that once.
Did it come through? Because it's showing this, like it's really there. So that energy is still really strong. I know it's hard when we're going through it that, and it's not to be discounted, but definitely a whole bunch of better is going to come out of this, but there are different opportunities here. So let me know how that feels. Let me know how that shakes with even these projects so we can get some of them moving. It's literally like I'm seeing paper after paper after paper because the way things are moving in the world. And there is probably going to be a whole bunch of stuff around finances of the world that'll be shifting in March, April. So it looks like we're all preparing for that too. And then that'll bring better for each and every one of us that live on the planet. So it'll be good in the end. Very good. Very good. All right.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome. I am so honored to be in your field. So honored. You're an incredible soul. Don't forget that. Don't forget that.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome.
I'm just blessed. I have been on a very, because I'm very hard on myself as a person.
You are.
And with having a family, even over critical of supporting, and when I can't, I really put myself down.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And that energy is leaving.
Connected with you, it really helps.
Yeah. And that energy is leaving. You really want you to embrace like how amazing you are and took the lead. And that energy is going. That is just that old imprint, that old family lineage, and it's just going. And I would actually do the implant removal clearing. I know you have it. You were with us this weekend. So I would probably do that one in about 2 days on Thursday again.
We'll do that, Tracy. We'll
all right. That. And let me know how that feels.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Wow.
See you later, Tracy.
See you at the book club. I love it. So much love. You know what? That is dedication. Like 9 o'clock at night and, you know, seeing him and his family on the weekend and just it's till 3 a.m. And like you don't think spirit sees that? You're crazy. Waiting for the book club, you know, tonight, knowing that we keep shifting and changing and that knowing that to stop being hard on yourselves, to stop beating yourselves up. Thank you, God. And that's what we do in this place, in this community. I don't want any of you to be beating yourselves up. There's no need to. I know I've been there many times. That's why I titled my book, God, Where Are You? It's me. I'm like, is there anyone out there? Is there anyone hearing me? And that's why we do different. Our community is different. It's really different. People that are loving and kind and want to be there with you, and however you show up, it's different. And that's what it's about. We make a difference in each other's lives, and we got to hold on to that through 2021. So I hope you're signed up for tonight and next week and the week after, and we're going to have really good time. And check us out, tracylclark.com. What we do, it is different, very much so. So whether it's your career, your business, your money, your connection to God, the heart, we touch on it all. And people say, how do you do that? Because you're a whole being. You're a whole being who needs to have everything brought together, who needs to be able to move in this whole realm. It's not just focus on this and focus. I wanted to create an environment, and we have created an environment where we can look at everything from your health to your connection to your love of self to, you know, your peace. And we look at it all. Because you need to. And the common factor of that is connecting to the hand of God. The stronger it is, the more you get out of your way and stop making excuses. I guarantee you, you're going to see so many miracles this year. And people are going to say, why are you getting the miracles and I'm living in the poo? Because you stepped up and made yourself a priority. And that you can send into the world. Never discount the light you're sending into the world. All right. I love you all. I will see you next week right here, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to do another call-in show because I know we still had people on the line and we want to make sure we get to you all. So see you tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern in the book club. Lots of love. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed. And live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.